7th, 2015. Peg, good morning.
Oh, my goodness, it snowed.
Did you bring this?
Well, I did a little dance in the last couple of days, but obviously I need to do more of it. I'm going to throw in some turns and some pivots and that kind of thing.
You did a couple of dances because I tell you right now, you got a great hair day going.
You're up to like 20 points now.
You had a good hair day dance.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Thank you so much. And so does yours, John.
Oh, thank you. It's a mess, I know it. You know, my father's just like this. When my father got to my age, his hair just started going straight up, and there's nothing he could do about it. There's nothing I could do about it.
I like it. It's a good look. And you've got your ski pants on today.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, where are you going to go? Deer Valley?
I'm going over to Deer Valley.
Well, do you want me to tell you how much snow everybody received overnight?
We'd love that. Please embellish the numbers.
I'm not going to embellish.
Okay.
Alta got about 5, Brighton 7, Solitude 6, and in our neck of the woods, Deer Valley got 3 inches overnight, and Park City got 2. Now, I understand that another storm is headed our way. And I look, you know, the news reports that I saw last night, they said, you know, we're going to get like 2 feet of snow Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I looked at another weather place and it said 1 to 3 inches. So who knows? So I need to dance. I need to dance my fool butt off.
Well, I think it's up for grabs. I think it's possible that thing could dip down and we could get hammered with snow.
I hope so.
But, you know, we'll see. And just like Boston, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It will change. I wanted to mention something else. I was watching this Bob Hope thing where they were showing him in all these different situations where he went to the, you know, Vietnam War and to Korea and to World War II and then over to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somewhere like that. And Anne Margaret was his guest on this one program, and she came out, and I said, oh, man, you know, you really do look like Anne Margaret. You really do. And she was dancing.
Are you saying this to me?
Oh, yeah, you know that. We've talked about that before.
I need to make some modifications some places on my body.
Well,
Well, thank you very much, because she is a lovely woman. And you know what? Ever since you told me that at the very beginning when we first met each other, I've heard that more and more. That is just so weird.
I've been promoting it on the radio.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Hey, it's currently 24 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios directly over the liquor store. We'll have a high today of 37, 40% chance of snow showers. They're talking about just a half an inch or maybe an inch or so, but we're going to think positive, of course. Looking out into the future, into Saturday, 20% chance tomorrow during the day, as well at night, and then Sunday up to 40%, and then Sunday night, that's when the storm comes in. They're talking about 80%, and it's also going to be very breezy, so that's the one that we're hoping.
Yeah, and they also say that on Tuesday that our low for that night is going to dip down to 7 degrees, so we're going to have a big temperature change.
Wow.
Yeah. And you
cool.
know where I'm headed today? To the wettest place on the planet, Portland.
You're going to Portland?
Yeah, to go see my boys. And, you know, they've had a ton of rain and flooding situations, and roads are out. And I guess one of those storms is going to be heading our way. So hopefully that's going
to
be the case.
That's the one
nice
we want to dip down. That's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about who's on the show today.
Let's do it. We've got a couple of musical guests that are going to be joining us this morning. Shannon Runyon is in the studio with us, Elizabeth Harza, and Drew Fink. And we know him from Small House Strings. He's been on before. They're going to be performing. And then Catherine Kemp. And tell me how you say her last name.
Goulet.
She is the author of Mountain Mantras, Wellness and Life Lessons from the Slopes. Skiing taught her about how to live life.
Yeah, and she's going to be signing books over at Dolly's today.
Okay. At the bottom of the hour, we have weekend events, and there's a lot going on, as usual, during the holiday season. And then at about 9:45, we've got Chris Barton. He wrote the book, How the Nutcracker Came to America, and it's got very strong Utah roots, and I did not know that. So we are going to have him in here. And then closer to the top of the next hour, if we have time, a little stuff and junk, interesting things that we found in the news.
Absolutely. And right before we went on the air, Captain Kirk, I can't hold her anymore, Captain. Divert the dilithium crystals. There are no accidents to report in Park City.
Okay.
The roads are a little slick. Don't park on the streets to allow snow removal.
Absolutely.
So get off the streets, let them get the snow off and clean things up. And Captain Kirk, thanks for calling in. And please call in the next hour because we always like to talk to you.
Always such a bummer to leave your car out on the street and the snowplow comes by and it's like, where did my car go?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bummer.
So this is Morning Mix on KPCW. We're going to return right after these messages. And with us in the studio live, Shannon Runyon, Elizabeth Harza, and Drew Fink. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Nick Spitzer. Join me here on 91.9 KPCW for American Roots, our weekly two-hour music program from New Orleans. We bring you a wide range of American music, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., supported by Donna Van Buren and Greater Park City Properties. American Roots, only in Park City, only on KPCW.
Hi, this is Jake Doylney with New Park Terrace and Crandall Capital, newest supporter of KPCW. New Park Terrace is a 60-townhome, whole-ownership condominium project with Swanner Nature Preserve and local ski resort views, located in the heart of New Park Town Center. More information can be found at newparkterrace.com or 640-5212.
Hi, I'm Margot Van Ness from Park City and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City offers events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all the events happening at Park City this winter at parkcitymountain.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix, Peg and JW. Beautiful December 11th, 2015. Joining us now in the studio, Shannon Runyon, Elizabeth Harza, and Drew Frink from Small House Strings. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
I'm move some mics around here a little bit. So, happy holidays to all of you. What have you guys been up to?
Well, getting ready for ski season. Yeah.
Praying for snow. Yeah.
Praying for snow.
Exactly.
Lots of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you guys ski?
I ski Park City.
Okay. Park City.
I'm actually a snowshoer. So I'm over in Wasatch State Park in that way. So.
Okay. All right. Drew is a snowshoer. We won't hold that against him. No, that's actually great exercise. So you're going to play a couple songs for us. Well, hopefully maybe even three. We'll see how we do with the time. What are you going to play for us first?
This first song is one of my originals I wrote a few years ago called Lonely Sigh. And I guess the lyrics will explain the song.
Okay. Shannon Runyon, Elizabeth Harza, and Drew Frink, live KPCW Morning Mix.
I watch his car full of love to the neighbor's drive. Willie always gets out and walks in, but never ever comes inside. He always looks my way, he always catches my eye, my lonely sigh. You're my only alibi. And when I wake in the morning, I make coffee for one, and my bowl of cornflakes tells me my exciting day has just begun. And when I make my bed, made for two but sleeping just one, my lonely sigh don't let me die having so much fun. Oh, my lonely sigh, you're right by my side. Oh, my lonely sigh, you're right there in the back of my mind. Oh, my lonely sigh, you know how hard I try, Lord, I try. But you're right there when I feel low and feel like getting high. When you stare at me with those piercing eyes, well, my mama told me never let a man see through your lies. And when I smile your way, I pray you don't see me cry. Lord, I cry my lonely side. I think it's time you say goodbye. Oh, my lonely side, you're right by my side. Oh, my lonely side, you're right there in the back of my mind. Oh, my lonely side, you know how hard I try. Lord, I try, but you're right there when I feel low and feel like getting high. Yes, you're right there when I feel low and feel like getting high. Yes, you're right there when I feel low, feel like getting high.
Right. Very nice.
Thanks.
Very nice. Boy, that was excellent. And Elizabeth Harza on drum box. Shannon Runyon
right.
on guitar and vocals. And, of course, Drew Frank playing excellent slide guitar. Give us an update on what's cooking with the songwriting circle and with the songwriting workshops and what you're doing there.
Yeah, so we just had a meeting this last Wednesday, and we have, or it was at Riffs this past Wednesday. We had a big song circle, big turnout for the holidays, about 17 people. And then we have a songwriter gathering next Wednesday. If anybody's interested, of course, they can email me at elizabethlivemusic.com. It's a place where everyone is welcome, and we promise that you will feel that way if you come and join us. So we've got some cool things coming up to keep in mind. On the 9th, which is a Saturday, we have a performance coach from the Troubadour contest at Rocky Grass who is going to come out and give us a free workshop. So if anybody wants to learn more about performance or has stage fright, even needs to be a better public speaker, come on out. I think
and that would be the 9th of January.
It would be the 9th of January, yep. And I'll be sending out emails soon.
Okay, great. Is Drew involved in the songwriting process?
He is indeed. Drew and Shannon both, and we're lucky to have them.
Yeah, it's been a really fun chance to go, you know, share some new songs and get some feedback and, you know, meet some really good people.
Yeah. Okay, great. What are you going to play for us next?
We're going to play a song called Plain Old Shoes. This
All right.
is one that I wrote.
Here we are live on the morning mix on KPCW. Elizabeth Harza, Shannon Runyon, and Drew Frank.
There's a hill on my way I climb every day. Wonder if they'll ever mow it down. All I know is that my shoes are pretty plain, but they still get me around. Have you seen that mountain on my right? The one with for sale sign. I didn't think that anybody owned, but I'm gonna make the mountain my home. I said I'm gonna make the mountain my home. There's a hill on my way I climb every day. Wonder if they'll ever mow it down. All I know is that my shoes are pretty plain, but they still get me around. Always felt connected with the water. How it always seems to be in the right place. Ooh, whether it's pulled from the river, falling from the sky, or just tears streaming down my face. Or just tears streaming down my face. Thank you.
said there's a hill on my way I climb every day, and I wonder if ever, ever, ever gonna mow it down. Ooh, and all I know is that she's a pretty plane. Oh, but they still get me around, yeah. There's a hill on my way I climb every day. Wonder if they'll ever mow it down. All I know is that my shoes are pretty plain, but they still get me around. But they still get me around. But they still get me. But they still get me around, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Very, very nice. Oh, what a great way to wake up.
I love it. So should we just roll into the third song?
I think we should. If you can just tell us quickly, are you playing out? Do you have any play dates coming up?
Yeah, Elizabeth and I will be at the Spur on Thursday, 8:30 to 11:30. So please come join us.
Okay.
And you guys... Drew might even pop in and join us on a few.
Oh, sure.
So it'll be a fun night.
Elizabeth and Shannon, you going to behave yourself at the Spur? Or is it?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay, good. Good to know.
That's what it's for.
Good to know.
Behaving is not.
And what are you going to play for us next?
What's that?
Where are we next?
Where are we next?
What are we playing next?
Oh, what are we playing next? We're playing Can't You See by Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah. Let's do that. This is the Morning Mix, and this is live on KPCW. Shannon Runyon and Elizabeth Harza and Drew Frank.
Gonna take a train down at the station, Lord, I don't care. Don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, highest mountain, Lord. Gonna jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman, she been doing to me. Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman love she been doing to me? I'm gonna find me a hole in a wall. I'm gonna crawl inside and I'm gonna die. Oh, that lady now, I said that mean old lady. Lord, she never told me goodbye. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman love she been doing to me?
Hey, I'm gonna buy me a ticket now, as far as I can. I ain't never, never coming back. Well, I got me a southbound all the way to Georgia now. Till the train runs out of track.
Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman love she's been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she's been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman love she's been doing to me?
Oh, that was excellent. That was excellent.
I love three-part harmony, and everything sounded fantastic. So you're going to be at the Spur 8 o'clock this coming Thursday?
Thursday night, 8:30 to 11:30.
Okay. And then I remember you telling me, you brought me a new CD, a Small House String CD. So you've got a new CD out.
Yes, Marty and I finally have a CD after 15 years of playing together. So, yeah, go to smallhousestrings.com. You can find out all about it.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for joining us. That was live on KPCW and absolutely awesome on KPCW.
Elizabeth Harza, Shannon Runyon, and Drew Frank, happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you. We shall be out there.
Okay, we're going to return right after this. It's Lenny, Let Love Rule.
That sounded a little SNL-ish.
Oh, it did. It did.
So you have to tell the story that you just told me about your pants falling down.
Oh, well, Drew started playing slide guitar.
Right.
And I was looking at the monitors, and I was trying to hold both mics. And at the same time, I had to get over and boost his his strength for his slide guitar. And my pants fell down.
And I didn't even notice.
Yeah, but I have suspenders, and one of the suspenders, well, anyway, it's a long story. But it was,
suspenders are a good thing, obviously. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why we have them.
Exactly.
All right, in the studio with us right now is Catherine Kemp Guiley, and she is author of the book Mountain Mantras, Wellness and Life Lessons from the Slopes. So that sounds like it's right up our alley. Welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Peggy and John, for having me in your beautiful studio. It is absolutely gorgeous and quite inspiring.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You actually live in Sun Valley.
I do, and I haven't lived there for that long. Uh-huh. So we moved from Chicago, where there are no slopes,
right,
to Sun Valley about 4 years ago. And my background is I consider myself a recovering management consultant. So I used to work with Fortune 500 companies, you know, IBMs and AT&Ts of the world, working with CEOs and leaders. And then I went into nonprofit management. I have a nonprofit management company called Nurture. And we do nutrition and wellness education for children and families. And then we moved to Sun Valley. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to learn how to ski? That's the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life as an adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely is challenging. And so you learned a lot of lessons by having to learn how to ski.
I certainly did. And what I learned is I learned this wonderful term. I was able to put it to practice. It's called associative fluency. And that means that when you have a bunch of things that seemingly are unrelated, like if you were to put them on a scatter plot, they would show no correlation.
Right.
That was my life experience. What does management consulting have to do with starting a nonprofit, being a parent, making a big move in life, and writing a book and being a speaker and a coach, which is what I'm doing now.
Of course.
Well, when I was on the mountain and I was learning how to ski, and believe me, as an adult, you really have to intellectualize the process of learning to ski. It's not this like visceral mm-hmm. body experience that mm-hmm. kids have where they just get it. As an adult, you really have to go, okay, what am I doing here? Okay, I'm planting my poles. I'm setting my goals. Oh, and I just set my vision when I came up on the lift and had that big zoom out experience.
Exactly.
And when I fall, I'm learning from my mistakes. And most importantly, when we get our weight forward on our skis, instead of sitting back, which, by the way, puts us in the back seat, we get out of control and we crash.
Right.
So this commitment is really the key that I saw with everything else in my life, with working with leaders, the need to fully engage. And so throw yourself down the mountain is the final mantra in the book. And I think it's the powerful one that I think people can really get a lot from in life is, man, we do a disservice to ourselves and to others when we hold back. We need to just get our weight forward, and we need to commit, and we need to get the most out of life.
And time again, if you're going to err, if you err on the timid, it's just not going to work. But if you err on the aggressive, that's okay, because it's okay to make mistakes.
It absolutely is. And that's what another mantra in the book, people are like, embrace the yard sale. What does that mean? You know, yard sale is...
I had that right here, yeah. That's you know, great.
You might lose your pants, okay?
But
mostly you lose your skis or your poles. They go flying when you crash. But what I learned in studying the best success stories in the country and in the nation and the globe is that these are all based on major failures. So when we have a failure, I think we tend to go, ah, too bad, mm-hmm. you know, and then we feel bad about it. But we need to look at our failures and go, awesome. What am I going to learn from that?
That's
How is
right.
that going to make me do something that's even better in the future? So embracing the yard sale is very important. But and I have my little smiley face on, and I have smiley faces for you as well.
Oh, thank goodness. I was hoping so.
I do. I'm wearing a little sticker today. It all starts, though, with a positive attitude. I think it's really important. Again, you can't really get the most out of your failures, and you certainly can't commit unless you have that positive attitude. So that's another important nugget.
Who do you think would really benefit from this book and some of the lessons that you have learned?
Well, I think the people that love snow sports are going to immediately be drawn to it. And what's so wonderful is that if you're a snow sports enthusiast, and you might not be interested in like a leadership book, like a Stephen Covey, Jim Collins kind of book, then they should pick up this book, because this will give you the same kind of lessons, but in a fun way.
Okay.
Same thing for somebody that might not pick up a book about wellness, you know, diet, nutrition. There's actually quite a lot of information in here about diet and nutrition, but it's not in a beat over your head or a prescriptive kind of, it's like storytelling.
Okay.
So it's fun and engaging, but yet you do. And all the beta readers and folks that have given me feedback have said, oh, I've taken so many things out of the book, but I never felt preached to.
Right.
So anyone really that, you know, loves snow sports or it, you know, maybe just wants to make mm-hmm. some changes in their lives, great for the starting of the new year. Mm-hmm. How can I get the most out of the year? How can I be the best version of myself and be healthy?
What a great accomplishment for you to write this. How much fun that must have been for you to go from the incredibly intense business world to then, you know, having this experience on the slopes and sharing that with people.
Well, you know, I think fun is an important ingredient. I try not to do too many things unless I'm having fun. In fact, that's sort of a test. Am I having fun? Okay. If I'm not, I got to do something else.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are on Main Street right now, you can go over to Dolly's and the book will be there. But what I would suggest is to go to Dolly's around 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Because Catherine will be there.
All
and
right.
You'll be able to chat with the people, also autograph books and that sort of thing. I want to ask you a question. You have a formula in here. It's a simple formula. Satisfaction equals perceived reality minus expectations. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. And I learned this actually in business school in terms of how we can be satisfied. In fact, how we can make our clients or our in our relationships, how we can increase satisfaction. There's actually a couple things that we can influence. We can influence the reality or how we perceive reality. I mean, that's this whole lens on
mm-hmm.
life, you know,
oh, yeah.
the rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
We can actually influence how we see reality.
Absolutely.
And that can completely change our experience.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we can change is we can manage our expectations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if we, you know, we're excited here to go skiing, we think we're going to get a little powder, but we're not expecting to have powder up to our necks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's all part of about, you know, we're going to have fun and we're going to probably get a little bit of powder, but it's all about just having reasonable expectations.
Yes.
And then when we go out there, whenever we see that patch of powder, you know, celebrate it because that raises our perceived reality. And then we're satisfied. We have so much control over that.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, this sounds so interesting. And I'm excited because I'm getting on a plane, so I'll have time to read it. Catherine Kemp Guiley is Guiley, right?
You got it.
Okay, good. Is going to be at Dolly's Bookstore at 6 o'clock this evening on Main Street. She's going to be there signing books. And it really looks like a great one to pick up.
Happy holidays to you, Catherine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
And have fun skiing.
We shall return right after this. Bad Boys of Boston. This is Pink.
Think it's not even a question. And think on the lips of your lover. Of course, pink is the love you discover. Pink as the thing on your cherry. Pink, because you are so very. The color of passion. 'Cause today it just goes with a fashion. We would love at first sight. I'll get pink when I turn out the light. And pink gets me high as a kite. Yes, sir.
this Friday morning, and I do believe it is time for weekend events. Let's take a look at what's going on in our fair little town. The Christian Center of Park City presents its annual event, Operation Hope, and today is the last day. This event serves 1,400 children living in Summit and Wasatch counties with new toys for the holidays. All unwrapped gifts can be dropped off to the Christian Center of Park City at 1283 Deer Valley Drive.
And the Park City Film Series presents Strife, One Hell of a Ride. It's the ultimate ski race movie. It's a battle that plays out on the slopes of Austria, and it's been dubbed the Super Bowl of skiing. Tonight, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., Jim Santee Auditorium.
The Park City Holiday Bazaar is a festive indoor holiday market. It starts today. It goes through Sunday at the Park City Marriott on Sidewinder. Today it starts at 5, goes till 9, Saturday 10 to 6, and then Sunday 10 to 2.
She's been called the Jimi Hendrix of the violin. Eileen Ivers, tonight, Eccles Center, and tomorrow night, starting at 7:30. For more information, visit ecclescenter.org.
Santa will be visiting the Basin Rec Field House tomorrow from 3:30 to 6 p.m. And to meet him, you need to bring a toy or a $5 donation benefiting the Park City Christian Center.
When you were a kid and you would sit on Santa's lap, did it freak you out?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I had a good feeling about it. Obviously, you were freaked out a little bit.
No, I love Santa.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I see all these YouTube videos of kids hysterical.
Oh, really?
You know, and I'm thinking, well, Santa's so cool. I mean, how can you? Whatever. Hey, Park City Singers are performing Sunday night at 7 p.m. at St. Luke's. Tickets $12 in advance. Go to parkcitysingers.com. for more information.
There's a holiday market at Swanner this Sunday. Find locally made artwork, including ceramics, photography, jewelry, paintings, and much more. That is 10 to 4 in the afternoon.
And then the 2015 Luge World Cup. It's taking place at Olympic Park, and that's today and tomorrow.
So three local concerts down the hill. I'll just run through the top three, if that's okay with you, John. The
Absolutely.
Kurt Bester Christmas, that's at Abravanel Hall. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He's fantastic. And don't forget, he will be performing at the Egyptian Theater December 23rd through the 25th. Alex Boyer's Africanized Christmas is tomorrow night at Kingsbury Hall. And then David Archuleta, he was on American Idol. He performs a Christmas concert at Layton High School tomorrow night.
Ah, okay. And the Utah Jazz are taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at Vivint Arena.
Vivint. I know, it's very hard to get used to a new name. And in Heber, you can take a ride on the North Pole Christmas train. It's great for the little ones. Elves serve hot drinks and treats while sharing favorite carols and holiday entertainment. The North Pole Express is a 90-minute round trip tour, and it's you can go to HeberValleyRR.org.
All right.
Okay.
Very, very good. We shall return with the folks from the Nutcracker. Well, we have Chris Barton, who wrote the book, How the Nutcracker Came to America, and Joshua Jones from the Utah Ballet. Stay with us. We'll return right after these messages.
Winter is in full swing at the Utah Olympic Park. The park is open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Explore the Alf Ingen Ski Museum and Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum. Take a guided Olympic heritage tour or watch athletes train. Parking and admission is free. Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
Hi, I'm Maren Mullen, a Recycle Utah board member. Did you know that Recycle Utah entices you to go zero? Zero waste means nothing ends up in the landfill. All unwanted items are reused, recycled, or composted. At Recycle Utah and in Summit County, you can make it happen at your office and at home.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for now 25 years. And we support KPCW.
And we are back. You're listening to The Morning Mix with J-Dub and Peg. And I am so excited to have these two people in our studio this morning. Chris Barton has written a book. Chris Barton or
yes.
Burton? Barton. Has written a book called How the Nutcracker Came to America, and Joshua Jones is here with Ballet West. Chris, I had absolutely no idea that the Nutcracker had such strong Utah ties.
hardly anyone I've run into, even those who are big Nutcracker enthusiasts or Ballet West enthusiasts or ballet in general, they're very surprised by that. But it was three brothers from Brigham City who got into ballet at an early age, and they put on the first full-length American production of the Nutcracker in San Francisco in 1944, did it again 5 years later, and every December from there on out, all over the place, it's been Nutcracker.
The 60th anniversary for Ballet West, that's extraordinary.
It is. So this is, I got to see the season premiere last night of the 60th production created by one of these brothers after he left San Francisco and came back to Utah. And it was terrific getting to see the work of one of these guys I'd spent so many years researching.
So they came from Brigham City, Utah, which is just odd. How did they end up in San Francisco, and how did they end up creating this ballet?
Well, they came from a dancing family. So their uncle now taught ballet in Salt Lake City. So he brought some ballerinas to Brigham City when they were kids, and they were teenagers, and they kind of fell into it. They ended up crisscrossing all over the place. They left Utah, got on the vaudeville circuit, were trained in New York, and the three brothers were always kind of crossing paths and splitting up. But in 1944, when two of the brothers were in San Francisco and one was in Europe during World War II, they needed a hit. They needed, because it was tough times for ballet. You had a lot of dancers who had joined the military. You had small budgets, and so they needed something that was going to fill as many seats as possible. They wanted to appeal to adults and kids alike. And Willem Christensen had actually put on bits and pieces of the Nutcracker in Portland, Oregon, a decade earlier, and gotten a standing ovation. And it occurred to him in 1944, let's try that. And it was a smash, but they didn't repeat it for another 5 years.
Interesting. Yeah. I can't believe that. That also, is, I had no idea.
Also joining us is Joshua Jones from Ballet West. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning.
You know what I like about it? There's a lot of things I like about this, but one of the things I really like is if you want to go see the Nutcracker in New York or Boston, you're gonna be writing some checks. But tickets start at $20.
That's right. That's actually new this year. Tickets start at $20 for every performance. That's not just a student discount. But so it's very affordable, so everyone can really come with their whole family.
Yeah, because when you have kids and you go to a ball game, these things are so expensive. Mm-hmm. So to come in and see a classic like the Nutcracker, and of course Tchaikovsky, you can't beat that.
Yeah, and it's really fun to see children's faces. Actually, you will see them come out of the house after a performance, and they're. Eyes are just lit up after seeing this great big performance with beautiful dancers and this, costumes with mice and nutcrackers and cannons. And it's just a really fun production for everyone.
The Mouse King, one of my favorites.
Chris, talk to us about the music piece of the Nutcracker.
So, Tchaikovsky composed the music for the original Russian ballet back in 1892, and so that's essentially unchanged. It's the choreography that's so versatile, and the production or the designs that are so versatile. So you've got the basic story, which actually originated with a German short story 199 years ago, then turned into the Russian ballet that Tchaikovsky provided the music for, but with that basis of the same essential story and the same music from Tchaikovsky, there are so many local variations on this. There's so many different ways you can tell the story, settings you can provide for the story, different locales, different times, times and places. A librarian friend of mine in New Mexico told me recently about a version she saw where they incorporated Robert Oppenheimer and the development of the atomic bomb and radioactive mice.
Okay.
There's a stretch.
That's just an example of the types of, creativity that can be brought to this one story.
Well, that's like Shakespeare. You can see that, and it has a million different variations to it. But the Utah production of the Ballet West production of the Nutcracker, does it mostly stay the same every year, Joshua, or are there variations every year?
It has. With Mr. C, we get to call Mr. Christensen Mr. C he's our founder.
Okay.
When he came to Utah in the 50s, he instituted this amazing ballet, which the steps are still the same. We've updated the props and the costumes, of course, many times. But the steps are basically what he started back at San Francisco Ballet. We're so lucky to have that kind of institutional history right here in Utah. Yeah.
So when he brought this to the United States, he started in San Francisco.
He started it in San Francisco, that's yeah. right. And then he brought it to, he moved to back to Utah to move home and started the Utah Civic Ballet, which then became Ballet West.
I suppose lots of listeners are really interested in finding out when these performances are and if there are any sold-out performances. So first of all, how long does this run?
Yeah, we started last night with Governor Herbert actually kicking us off on stage, which was really fun. And then we go until December 27th. There are 23 performances. Tickets are available almost every night. We've got some good crowds this weekend. But we start on Sunday at noon. There's a matinee. And then again next Tuesday and all week and following. We are going to work our dancers as much as possible.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, is the renovation on the Capitol Theater, is that done yet?
It is done.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay, great.
So we've got that new addition, lots of new restrooms.
Restrooms!
Makes everyone happy. Yeah.
The women right. especially.
Yeah, more concessions and a beautiful new ballet center that, you know, the public really supported us on that new building and has beautiful studios that's really world class.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's very nice. I was at the opera there about a month ago, and I was just marveling at the building. I mean, they did such a nice job. Right. And the Opera House in Boston doesn't have any. They have one ladies' room, and this huge line is out there. It's just hard.
No, we're grumbling, but it's fixed now.
One thing that Governor Herbert said last night is people think of Utah as a state of business, but it's really the state of art, which was really nice to hear.
Yeah,
I like to hear that too.
Chris, the book, where can people get it, and are you going to be doing any signings?
I've been in the area all week long. I'm visiting from Austin, Texas.
Oh.
But I will be signing copies at whatever copies they've got in stock at Dolly's as soon as I leave the studio. And I sign copies at King's English in Salt Lake City, and they're available anywhere that sells books. If they don't have it in stock right now, they can order it. So it's the Nutcracker Comes to America, and it's illustrated by Kathy Gendron. It's her very first picture book, and she did a beautiful job.
Oh, good. Just real quickly, what prompted you to write it?
I saw Mr. C's obituary in the New York Times when he died in 2001 at age 99. And at that point, I hadn't given a whole lot of thought to the Nutcracker or to ballet. I'd never heard of them. I was just captivated by the fact that there was a significant piece of American history, of American cultural history, that was unknown to me. And that I gravitate toward those things. I love filling in those gaps in my understanding and the understanding and knowledge of my kid readers.
I had absolutely no idea, so you have enlightened me as well. I think that is so awesome that it has such a rich Utah background.
Well, my work here is done.
Yeah.
Chris Barton, who is the author of How the Nutcracker Came to America, and Joshua Jones from the Utah Ballet West.
Yeah, Ballet West.
It is running through the 27th. There are seats available for just about every night. Is that that's what you said?
Yeah.
Go to balletwest.org for more information. Seats start. I love this, Peg.
Yeah.
$20.
That's great. And it's one of... it's a classic thing to see every single year, and it doesn't matter how many times. It just kind of ushers in the season for me, so it's lovely.
We're going to go to Lenny Kravitz again, and this is an acoustic version of Fly Away. You're listening to KPCW's Morning Mix. Happy holidays, guys.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. I want to get away. I want
Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, or even Mars. Well, it could just be us. Let's go fade into the sun. Let your spirit fly where we are one, just for a little fun. Oh, 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 yeah. I wanna get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away.
And you are back listening to The Morning Mix on this Friday. KPCW, J-Dub, and Peg in the studio this morning. And J-Dub, your pants fell down, so that was an interesting little piece this morning.
That was fun, yeah.
I just learned that you were in the Nutcracker, and you've never told me this?
No. It was the sixth grade, and we had a choir and a little orchestra. I played the father, and I had a crush on this girl, and she played the mother. But my best friend, Bobby Kelderhouse, he played Mouse King, and we took this role so seriously. We probably oversold it.
Did this require ballet slippers? I just have to know what.
No tights or anything like that.
No,
we were kids. They weren't.
This was more of a play. Yeah. It wasn't a ballet.
It was a play with a chorus. Yeah, it was really cool.
I just think that is so fascinating how the Nutcracker came to America, and I just love that. Anyway, are we ready for some stuff and junk?
I think we are.
Interesting
things. We have a couple of minutes. I think we can do it.
So I find this kind of interesting. For the first time this century, a full moon will be lighting up the sky on Christmas. There has not been a full moon on Christmas since 1977, and there will not be another full moon on Christmas until 2034. So December's moon, nicknamed the cold moon or long night's moon, will reach its peak size on December 25th at around 6 in the morning, sometime like that. And for those in the U.S., the moon will be best viewed on Christmas Eve, while those in Europe may get a better glimpse on Christmas Day itself. So that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
I like that.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, I read this story about this woman that named her dog Trigger. And that's not a good thing.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
She hunts, and she was out hunting in Indiana, and she laid her 12-gauge shotgun on the ground while repositioning herself. And her 11-year-old chocolate lab named Trigger stepped on the gun and shot her in the foot. But anyways, so I think she was asking, but you can't name your dog Trigger.
Yeah, that's not a good idea, I guess. So the Golden Globes were announced a couple of days ago.
Mm.
I have not seen one of these movies. Oh, yeah, I have. I have seen one of them. So I've got a lot of movie watching to do. Here are the nominees for Best Motion Picture in the drama category. Carol, Mad Max Fury Road, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. The nominees for the Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy are The Big Short, Joy, The Martian, Spy, and Trainwreck. And Trainwreck is the only movie that I've seen. I'm a big fan of hers. So have you seen any of these movies? I haven't seen...
No, but I'm absolutely going to go see Spotlight this weekend sometime.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was living in Boston at the time. Spotlight was this piece of the Boston Globe that exposed the whole Catholic Church cover-up thing, and it was pretty cool.
I don't know when the Golden Globes, when the award show is, but we are headed into award show season. I do know that.
Yeah. Jackie Burns, deputy leader of the South Lancashire Council in Scotland, did not like all the public toilets being open. He thought they were too expensive.
Uh-huh.
Everyone fought him on this, but the guy was obnoxious, and he pushed and pushed and pushed, and they closed like three-quarters of the public toilets. The next week, he was caught urinating in public, and he said, I really had to go, and I couldn't find a toilet. So they tossed him in jail, and they found him, and he is now legislating to open up those toilets again.
His plan backfired.
Oh, you know something? We're running out of time. Let us just break away and go to these messages, and we'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street featuring traditional favorites, as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
And you're listening to KPCW in Park City.
Let's thank our sponsors, Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Park City Film Studios, and Park City.
Happy, happy holidays. Peg and I will be back next week for our little Christmas show. NPR News is next.